Now notice, verse 21, but after long abstinence, Paul stood forth in the midst of them and said, Sirs, ye should have hearkened unto me, and not have loosed from Crete, and to have gained this harm and loss. And now I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the ship. For there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am, and whom I serve, saying, Fear not, Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar. And lo, God hath given thee all them that sail with thee. Now that was an encouraging word, as you can understand, to those that were on board. In fact, this is all that they had to hold on to. Now, will you notice as they moved along what happened? He says to them, Be of good cheer, for I believe God that it shall be even as it was told me. Howbeit, verse 26, we must be cast upon a certain island. Now, this was what had been revealed to the apostle Paul, you see. Now, if you will notice your map, that all the way from the island of Crete, or that little island of Clauda that's right beneath it, why, all the way across now, and they're coming to the island of Melita, which we know today as Malta, and they are moving now. Howbeit, we must be cast upon a certain island. But when the 14th night was come, as we were driven up and down in Adria, not Adria's, the Adriatic Sea. Now, the Adriatic Sea, if you'll notice again from your map, is between Italy and Macedonia, or Greece. And they've been driven up and down between, apparently, Crete and Sicily in the storm. And friends, they're out in the deep. They're out in the sea. Now they have come upon the island of Melita, and what is going to happen here? About midnight, the shipmen deemed that they drew near to some country. That's verse 27. Now verse 28, and sounded and found it 20 fathoms. When they'd gone a little further, they sounded again, found it 15 fathoms. Now that means that they were moving into land, you see. It's getting shallower. Then, fearing lest we should have fallen upon rocks, they cast four anchors out of the stern and wished for the day. Now, I've heard sermons on four anchors, and I've heard these anchors labeled about everything under the sun. I think the only point that you can make here, and there's no use spiritualizing four anchors, this is not something you spiritualize. This is something very practical and very realistic. They put out four anchors, friends, because they didn't want to be cast upon the rocks. That's the reason they did. It was a storm, and it took four anchors to hold them. And I don't know how many anchors it'll take to hold you or me, and you can spiritualize, but to my judgment, that's a very foolish way to handle the Word of God.